The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last episode of your webcast on radio for this week. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Here is an update of the Nigerian equity markets after the close of business yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Thursday extended decline as profit taking persist by investors. The Oshia index closed lower by 0.79% to settle at 38,484.82 points from the previous close of 38,791.03 points. The significant decline in the all-share index was occasioned by 5.21% drop in the share price of Boa Cement. The market capitalization declined by 0.79% to close at 20.051 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.211 trillion naira, thereby shedding 160 billion naira. An aggregate of 259.968 million units of shares were traded in 4,975 deals valued at 1.98 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 17 equities appreciated in their share prices against 22 equities that declined in their share prices. Triple G led the gainers with 10% growth, closing at 99 Kobo from the previous close of 90 Kobo. Frequency Assurance consolidated Allmark Insurance and Prestige Assurance, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.76%, 9.26%, and 8.89% respectively. Oando led other price decliners as it shed 9.70% of its share price, closing at 4 Naira 75 Kobo from the previous close of 5 Naira 26 Kobo. USCN and Linkage Assurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 8.93% and 7.69% respectively. Oando traded about 56.252 million units of its shares in 948 deals, valued at 289.49 million naira. Jitco traded about 15.287 million units of its shares in 428 deals, valued at 444.93 million naira. Jaiz Bank traded about 14.9 million units of its shares in 56 deals, valued at 9.22 million naira. I'll go on a quick break. When I come back, Malam Gabriel Karufi will be sharing his thoughts with us on the new foreign exchange policy recently revealed by the Monetary Policy Committee. Don't go anywhere. You wouldn't want to miss this. I'll be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund five times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund five times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Without any fear, no long talk, no worry yourself, oh no. Zero wahala, oh. And anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Now the code or download the app, oh no.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your headline. You cannot do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your headline.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.
Welcome back. Like I said before the break, Malam Gabriel Karufi is here with me on the program this morning. Malam, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
To begin with, as a market operator, how would you rate the market response so far to the release of quarter two earnings?
So far, so good, because many of the companies declared their result, they did very well. And those who did very well, the market rewarded them. though we have some few exceptions, but the majority have performed wonderfully.
The CBN at the end of Monetary Policy Committee meeting on Tuesday announced that it has discontinued the sales of Forex to bureau the change. What is the implication of this on the capital markets?
Well, we are viewing this as it's not as surprising, because this is not the first time that CBN banned the supplying dollar to be ready change. But in most cases, thereafter they will come to realize that they have no choice than to go back into it. And the simple reason is that because anytime they ask people to go through bank, they will go through so many hassles, at the end of the day they may not achieve the desired objective. So rather people go back to the Biridi change, who has less restriction, and you just get it at your price. So now that they have restricted Biridi change, I can tell you the Biridi change will continue, because it's only CBN dollar that is no longer being supplied to them. So me and you that have our individual dollar, we go to Biridi change and exchange. And before you know it, you will see where the exchange rate will go. Currently it's at 500, but it just less than a week now moved to 525. And I can tell you, don't be surprised if it go beyond 600 to 700. And by the time it escalates to that level, the CBN will come back and revise themselves, because they have done it before. So we are not surprised if they will not revise themselves later. Well, for the capital market, I'm looking at it that it's likely going to impact the capital market in the positive way. Because when the exchange rate keep on rising, the people in diaspora will be more attracted to bring their foreign exchange it at that rate, so that they can invest in the capital market or in the property. And I believe, in view of the dividend yield and the return and the fair value of most of our stocks, the capital market will benefit from that. I expect more of rising in the capital market due to this policy.
So how do you think this will affect the common man?
No, the common man is going to find it more difficult, because as the exchange rates go up, trust us, anywhere you go, they will tell you exchange rate. Because even those who get it at a lower rate, they will use that Biridi exchange rate or Aboki rate as their yardstick for whatever they are important for selling. And therefore, the common man will suffer more, because when the exchange rate go up, the inflation will go up, and the source of the income is not improved commensurate to that rate. Therefore, you will be worse off.
Sir, the economy at large, what will be the impact of this discontinue of sales of Forex to bureau the change?
Going to impact the economy seriously, because you have heard it. Manufacturer Association, they have started saying this is not the way, because they know most of the small scale enterprise, they will go to be ready to change, get their dollar and import whatever they want to import. Now with this policy, where the be ready to change have nothing to offer, they will go to the bank and trust us. Most of these companies, they may end up being closing, because they may not be able to obtain the dollar from the bank, talk less of importing what they want to import. And trust us, a lot of our items are being imported. So with this policy, it's going to affect manufacturing side, and therefore we are saying that it will affect the economy generally.
Okay, before I allow you go, what would your last word be as regards market performance in months to come?
Well, I see new upsurge, and we see new prices, surprises. So we are expecting to see more surprises from the market. And we are hopeful that if the trend continues, the market is likely going to close positively. It may not perform as what happened the previous year, but definitely sure the market will perform better.
Sir, how do you see the market closing for this month?
Well, for the month, I can see that the market will close negative, but with this performance, and don't forget that we have quite a number of companies that come with the interim dividend, and if they do so, so we're expecting to break even in August, and we'll move forward thereafter. Remember, even last year, all the gain the all share index recorded were recorded in the last quarter of the year. That is October to December. So don't be surprised if it repeats itself this year.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Our time is first spent. A very big thank you to you all for tuning in since the beginning of this week. You can catch up on past episodes on www.stocksng.com. Send an SMS to 0703-134-1703 to be added to our StocksWatch Telegram group after you might have downloaded the Telegram app. Make it a date with the Oracle himself on Sunday night on LTV8. StocksWatch on Radio will be coming to you again next week Monday, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ebikunle. You have a restful weekend.
The Oracle, Oracle is back!
First Money, you first, First Bank.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.